إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our wicked actions and from the evil of our own souls. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَحْيُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءِ فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ مِنْ أَجَلِّ الْأَخْلَاقِ الَّتِي دَعَ إِلَيْهَا دِينُنَا الْحَنِيفِ حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل دين خلقا وخلق الإسلام الحياء. Brothers and sisters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves to be feared. And be shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily shyness is from the most important and noble of characteristics and mannerisms that the perfect moderate religion of Al-Islam has invited and called to. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقَى. Every religion has distinct characteristics, mannerisms. Every religion has a distinct characteristic or quality or mannerism. وخلق الإسلام, and the distinct characteristic of the religion of Al-Islam is Al-Haya. It is shyness. It is modesty. And brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because in some countries in the world, Al-Haya is considered to be a psychiatric disorder. Somebody who has Haya, Al-Hayy, they consider to have psychiatric disorders. Rather, they have guidelines how to rid yourself of al-haya, mudhibat al-haya. So some people are raised, wal-iyadu billah, to possess al-bada, to be rude and to be coarse and to be obscene and to be loud and obnoxious. And this word, al-haya, it is derived مشتق من الحياة. It is derived from life. وكل ما عظمت الحياة في القلب عظم الحياة. The more alive a person's heart is, the greater the level of modesty that they will possess in their heart. وكذلك العكس كلما ضعفت الحياة في القلب ضعف الحياة. The weaker the life of the heart, then the weaker this quality of shyness will be in the qalb. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, مَنْ لَا حَيَا لَهُ مَا عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِيَّةِ إِلَّا الدَّمْ وَاللَّحْمِ. He said, the one who has no shyness, they don't have anything from humanity except for blood and flesh. They don't have any humanity. So just pause to think about that. How many people display a lack of haya on Instagram, on social media? How many people today, wal-iyadu billah, woke up and posted something that was haram? Or how many people like a music video, or how many people showed themselves listening to music or doing something that is haram? Brothers and sisters, وَإِذَا كَانَ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ مَرْهُونًا بِالْإِيمَانِ. فاعلموا أن الحياء من أعظم شعب الإيمان. If faith is required to enter paradise, then know that from the greatest branches of faith is shyness, al-haya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-haya'u min al-iman, wal-imanu fil jannah. Shyness is a part of faith. And iman, faith, it is in paradise. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us all success to enter Jannah. But look, the hadith, it goes on, it doesn't stop there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالْبَذَاءُ مِنَ الْجَفَاءِ وَالْجَفَاءِ فِي النَّارِ. Al-Badha'a, obscenity. Naam, immorality, indecency. It is from rudeness. And rudeness is in the hellfire. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from it. Brothers and sisters, there comes in a hadith, صحاه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله في الصحيحة, أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله أوسني. A man, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he say to him? He said, أوسيك أن تستحي من الله كما تستحي رجلا من صالح قومك. He said, I advise you to have shyness before Allah like you would be shy in front of a righteous person from your people. Usika, I advise you, and tastahiya, that you have shyness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you would be shy in front of a righteous person from your people. Brothers and sisters, وَمَنْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ مِنْ أَبْنَائِكُمْ وَإِخْوَانِكُمْ شَدِيدَ الْحَيَاءِ. Whoever you see from your children or your brothers who are very shy, فَدَعُوهُ عَلَى هَذَا, leave him with this quality of shyness. Rather, ikhwan, brothers and sisters, if we realize from ourselves, because shyness, al-haya, it is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala could have blessed us with when we were born and we possess it. That Allah blessed us with this quality since we were young and we have it, alhamdulillah. But also we can acquire it. Whoever from your brothers you see, or your sisters, that they are shy and they are modest and they are bashful, then leave them with this quality. وَشَجِّعُوهُ عَلَى هَذَا, and encourage them to do this. Why? Because brothers and sisters, this comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَرَّ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْصَارِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُ أَخَاهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, والحديث متفق عليه, he passed by a man from the Ansar who was admonishing his brother about being shy, about shyness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَعُوا, leave him. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاء مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Leave him. Leave him with this shyness. Why? Because shyness, it is a part of faith. And Bukhari, he mentions that in the chapter, in the book of Iman, in the chapter, Al-Haya min al-Iman, that shyness is from faith. Brothers and sisters, nam, girls, young girls, the virgin, she is shy. And we know it comes in the hadith, that ridaha, her approval in marriage, is her silence, samtuha. Some people, alhamdulillah, Allah blesses them with this quality. But the problem is, society many times strips them of this. Brothers and sisters, if we leave our children to be raised by the television, we will see the consequences and the evils of that. If we leave our children to be raised by the internet and YouTube, which can be worse than television because there's no restrictions of what you can find, we will see, wal-iyadu billah, the evil consequences of that. We will see generations of people, they don't have any shyness, they don't have any modesty. May Allah protect us from that. Brothers and sisters, if we leave our children to be raised upon the smartphone, then we will see the consequences of that. Why? Because we're living in a time that many things are engineered to strip a person of shyness. Ya ibadullah. Inna al-haya min al-iman li'annahu yahjuz al-abd 'an al-dhunub wal-khataya wal-qaba'ih wal-radha'il wal-taqsir fi janbi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فالمؤمن يستشعر قرب الله منه واتلاعه عليه وعلمه بحاله فيورثه ذلك الحياة من الله تبارك وتعالى. Modesty, being shy. As Umar رضي الله عنه said, من قل حياؤه قل ورعه ومن قل ورعه مات قلبه. Umar رضي الله عنه said, he said, the one who has his shyness is weak, then you will find that their piety will also be weak. And if the person's piety is weak, then likewise you will find that individual, their heart will die. May Allah protect us from that. Shyness, al-haya, is from faith. Why? Because it prevents a person from disobedience and sins and falling short as it pertains to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the believer recognizes that Allah azza wa jalla is close to them with his knowledge tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah sees everything that they do. Now, somebody may ask, how can I increase my shyness? How can I strengthen it? How can I strengthen my haya? Muqawiyat al-haya. How can I do that? I find within myself that I'm weak in this area, because it's amalun qalbiyun. It's not about how many muscles you have on the body. It's an action of the heart. If a person, يُعَذِّمُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى حَقَّ التَّعْظِيمِ, they glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla in the way that He should be glorified. They love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala the way that He should be loved. And they know that Allah Azza wa Jalla sees everything that they do, no doubt. This should cause the servant to be shy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, as we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you have no shame, do as you please. What does that mean? The ulama, they explain that in different ways. Lakin, from the explanations that they give, is that هَذَا خَرَجَ مَخْرَجَ التَّهْدِيدِ وَالْوَعِيدِ. That is a threat. Meaning what? If you have no shame, if you do not feel shy before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then do as you please and you will see the consequences of that. May Allah protect us from it. وَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين. حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له. واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. اما بعد, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, as comes in Bukhari and Muslim, في الصحيحين, الحياء لا ياتي الا بخير. Shyness, it does not bring anything except that which is good. Ikhwan ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, every single one of us, we have with us amiran wa zajiran. We have two things that are pushing us towards something, and we have two things that are preventing us from something. Na'am, he said, amir min jihad al-hayat. You have something pushing you as it pertains to your shyness and your modesty. Likewise, you have your shyness and your modesty, زَاجِرٌ كَذَلِكَ مِنْ جِهَةِ الْحَيَاءِ. You have something preventing you because of your modesty and your shyness. But likewise, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, we have two more. Meaning we have another thing pushing us and instructing us, and another thing that's preventing us. وَهَذَا مِنْ جِهَةِ الْهَوَىٰ. And that is your lusts and your desires. May Allah protect us from that. He said, whoever does not obey Amir al-Haya, the instructions of his modesty and shyness, and does not listen to the preventative factors of his shyness, where because of him being shy, he withholds. He said, then surely he will follow his hawa, his desires and his shahawat. And we know, brothers and sisters, that the hellfire is surrounded, wal-iyadu billah, by lusts and desires. Highlighting to us what? The importance of al-haya, modesty and shyness. Brothers and sisters, المؤمن الحي يعبد الله وحده ولا يشرك به شيئا. This believer who is shy, the shy believer, worships Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى alone without any partners, and does not associate partners with Allah عز وجل. ويقيم الصلاة, they establish the prayer. ويؤتي الزكاة, they give the zakah. ويصوم رمضان, and likewise they perform Hajj if they are able. وَيَقُومُ بِمَا أَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى حَسْبَ الْإِسْتِطَاعَةِ, and they obey Allah as much as they are able. كَذَلِكَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الْحَيِّ, the believer, the shy believer, يَجْتَنِبْ مَا نَهَاهُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, stays away from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prohibited him from, or her, مِنَ الزِّنَى, fornication, مِنَ الرِّبَى, usury and interest, from alcohol, al-khamar, and every type of intoxicant. Now, brothers and sisters, if a person has an addiction, now, what's one of the ways to overcome that addiction? Al-haya, shyness and majesty before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, the believer that is shy stays away from eating that which is unlawful. The believer that is shy before Allah stays away from the corners selling drugs. You will not find al-mu'min al-hayy poisoning people with drugs and narcotics. No matter what, and then trying to convince themselves, I'll get out 1 year, it's only 1 year, it's only 2 years, I'll do it for 5 years. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. How many people, their plan is 5 years, and they either end up in prison for the rest of their life, or they end up dead and in the grave. And if they don't end up like that, Allahu A'lam, how? Kayfa yaseer. Likewise, brothers and sisters, al-mu'min al-hayy, the believer that is shy, la yusir ala dham, bal idha zallat qadamu, istahya min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa taba ila Allah wa anaba ilayh. The believer that is shy before Allah, and as we said, none of us are perfect. None of us. We are not ma'asoom. We're going to make mistakes. So the one who is shy before Allah, if they err and they slip and they fall into that which is haram, they don't continue upon their sin. They don't remain upon it. Rather, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with repentance. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, those who commit fahisha, indecency, they fall into fahisha. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, listen, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about individuals that have committed sins, so that we don't lose hope. نعم الترغي والترهيب والرجاء والخوف, so that we can be balanced, so that we don't go to extremes, nor do we fall short. Allah said, those who fall into indecency and immorality, أو ظلموا أنفسهم, or they oppress themselves, they wrong themselves by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, ذكر الله, they remember Allah تبارك وتعالى, and what? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they ask Allah to forgive them for their sins, because no one forgives sins except Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they do not continue and persist upon what they were doing of wrong, and they know it. That's the difference between Adam and Iblis. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Adam, he ate from the tree and he repented to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah raised him in degree. عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, he disobeyed Allah and he was haughty and arrogant, and he persisted in that way, and look at what happened to him. Wal-iyadu billah. So a person may make a mistake. None of us are infallible. If you're listening today and you're addicted to Instagram, You're underexposing your sins. If you're addicted to these type of things, the other social media avenues that they have, which are developed to strip people of haya, where people walk around filming themselves all day when they're in the house, in the hammam, in the toilet, no matter what they're doing, what they're saying, they're filming themselves. And they have channels to broadcast this. These things are engineered to strip people of haya. If somebody is addicted to that, if you know that you've done wrong, don't try and justify it by demonizing people who are trying to do right. Just recognize it. Look what Allah said in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. If you wrong yourselves, the believers, if they wrong themselves, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. And then what? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They ask Allah for forgiveness for their sins. They don't blame others. They don't say, yeah, but that brother, he does such and such. But this sister, she said that. No, but he done this last week. They don't look to justify their sins. They ask Allah for forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive sins except for Allah Azza wa Jal? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they do not continue upon the wrong that they have done. And they know about it. Look what Allah Azza wa Jal, He promises these peoples. He said, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. For these individuals is forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal and gardens of paradise, under which rivers flow, and how excellent a reward is for those who do good. Look, those were individuals who Allah said, those who commit fahisha, those who wrong themselves. But what did they do? They had shyness before Allah. They were modest before Allah. They turned to Allah in repentance. They did not continue upon their sins. They were not arrogant. They were not obscene. They turned to Allah and they begged His forgiveness. And Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives all sins if you turn to Him with a sincere tawbah. And look what Allah said. For these individuals who at one point may have committed fahisha, indecency and immoral acts, for them is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens of paradise. Look how merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla is. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Al-Ghafoor Al-Tawwab. Brothers and sisters. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ عِنْدَهُ حَيَاءٌ كَذَلِكَ مَا يَتَعَامَلْ مَعَ الْخَلْقَ الْمُعَامَلَةَ الصَّحِيحَةَ. The one who does not have haya, modesty, or shyness, he will not deal with the creation with the correct dealings. He will not deal with the creation with the correct dealings. Because he doesn't have no shyness. So you will find that individual, يَكُنْ لَعَانًا. He will be a person that uses profanity and curses a lot. You will find the one who's not shy, he doesn't respect and honor the parent. You'll find the one that is not shy does not take care of his responsibility as it pertains to his family, as it pertains to the husband, as it pertains to the wife. The one who is not shy doesn't care what they do in front of the people. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And that, as Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, هَذَا مِنْ عُقُوبَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. That is from the punishment of sins, disobeying Allah al-Ma'asi. That when you disobey Allah, it removes what? Shyness from the heart. So a person may wake up one day, doesn't care what they do, any type of filth or immorality in front of the people, doesn't care who sees it. Why? Because they've lost this quality of al-haya. And we'll close with this, inshallah ta'ala. Inna akthara ma yanzi' al-haya min al-qalb, mukhalatatu man la yastahi min al-nas, wal-iqtida'u bihim. Brothers and sisters, from the greatest of things that strips modesty and shyness from the heart is accompanying those individuals who have no shyness and trying to imitate them. What do you expect? If a wife is growing up and her role model is the wives of whatever city in the world she's watching, what do you expect from that type of woman? Likewise, if a man, his role model, Naam, is Scarface, and that was engineered for people who come from areas of poverty to keep them in that pit of immorality and indecency. And the only thing that will remove us from that is a tawheed and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If your role model is Scarface and you have a poster on your wall, what do you expect from that type of individual? If your role model is a rapper of today, What do you expect from that type of individual? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." A person is upon the religion of his friend. Let every one of you look to who he takes as a companion. If you're hanging around with somebody, they have no shyness, they don't care. They say what they want in front of anyone. That shows that there's something lacking in their head. They're not 100%. They're not mir bil mir. There's something wrong. Whoever tries to imitate those type of people, it will result in what? It will strip that person of haya, of shyness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with al-haya, with shyness. And likewise al-hayat, hayat al-qalb, with the life of the heart. And may Allah azza wa jal bless us with correct aqeedah, because all of this stems from al-aqeedah al-sahiha, the correct Islamic belief, and also from the righteous actions that go along with it. And I advise myself and the brothers and the sisters who are listening, that if we notice in ourselves some deficiencies, in order to remedy anything, this point is what? If there's a problem, you have to recognize it. You have to be honest. If you think that you are infallible and you are perfect, you will never address your flaws. If we have any deficiencies, we accept the truth, alhamdulillah, we implement it so that we can better ourselves as Muslims. May Allah bless us to die upon Islam and the Sunnah.